MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, global advertising spend is still growing, but don't let the headline fool you. The World Advertising Research Center's latest forecast has cut nearly $20 billion from expectations. That is serious. Trade wars, inflation, and regulation are shaking the foundation of the world's biggest ad markets, from tech to retail, all the way through to automotive. So, where does the industry go from here, and can brands still afford to build in a fragmented global economy? I'm in conversation now with Alex Brounsell, head of content at the center. Alex, a very warm welcome to you. So the headline is a $20 billion downgrade. How bad is that really, and what is behind the cut, do you think?
First of all, to put into context, the global advertising market is worth more than $1 trillion. So the 20 billion cut is obviously significant, but it's not existential. It's a bit of a blow for a sector that's been on a roll in recent years. You know, last year in particular, we saw the total global market grow by double digits, 11% year on year, which was the, if you discount the sort of oddities of the COVID years, it was the biggest year-on-year increase that we'd seen for 7 or 8 years. So it's been a great run for the advertising industry, and I think what we're seeing now is that we're likely to see that momentum slow.
Do you think it is now pointing towards a structural shift in global advertising, or possibly just a cyclical slowdown?
I think what's been interesting is that over the last few years, I think we have been seeing something of a structural change in terms of the digitization of the advertising market and spend shifting away from the likes of TV, which has been, up to a certain point was the largest channel by expenditure, towards digital channels, whether that's paid search, social media, other forms of online video. And even within, I suppose, channels like television itself, we're seeing investment flow from linear television, broadcast television, towards connected television and streaming. So there is structural change occurring at the moment. What we think will happen is, as spend slows down, as marketers feel a degree of pressure to prove that their investment is working, we're going to see that kind of pivot towards what we call performance channels, which are those channels that I suppose are slightly more measurable, that slightly in theory deliver a shorter term result.
I'm not surprised that your report cites trade tariffs as a major disruptor. So in your opinion then, do you think brands should now be rethinking global campaign models entirely?
There are certain categories where I think that the nature of their campaign planning has to change. I mean, you know, if you're working in technology and suddenly parts are harder to come by at the right costs, automotive, for instance, or even retail where your margins are being squeezed, I think there's inevitably going to be a degree of rethinking about what marketing will look like over the next 18 months. In general, what we always do advise is that brands do keep topping up the top of that funnel, you know, generating future demand. Advertising isn't just about generating a sale in the here and now. It's about the longer term effects, and all of the research that we've ever carried out and shared really shows that. So what we'd advocate is that marketers don't panic. They don't turn the taps off completely or focus entirely on just living hand to mouth, but that they do sort of keep an eye on the long term. And that is in part because a lot of competitors, as you know, their competitive set may slow down spending, there are opportunities to grow share of voice, there are opportunities to grow, to win share of market as well.
I'm interested to read that retailers were pulling back. Do you think it's purely about cost, or do you think maybe consumer brands are becoming a little more cynical, maybe losing a bit of confidence in the return on investment when it comes to digital advertising?
I'm not sure that I would fully agree that there's a skepticism about the effectiveness of advertising. I think that what happens is within a lot of businesses, you know, marketing is a discretionary cost, and if the business is feeling a little nervousness, if confidence is low, it's one of the first parts of the budget to be cut. That's something that we've seen in previous recessionary cycles. I suspect that that's something that's happening at the moment, particularly while retailers, as they're trying to figure out where their supply chain are going and how they're going to be able to move forward. You know, in the case of certain categories, you know, maybe not so much retail, but automotive, there's a question of, can I advertise this product? Will I be able to deliver this over the next kind of 6 to 12 months? So I don't think marketers are questioning the effectiveness of the advertising platforms and channels per se, but I think there's a confidence issue.
I'm glad you raised automotive ad spend down nearly 7%. That is a worry.
It is. And I think it's, again, it's a change from what we've seen recently, where automotive had, I think, regained a degree of confidence as an industry, as we've seen, you know, electric cars, electric vehicle models reaching the market and sales increasing. So this is going to be a challenging time. And obviously, one of the big changes to that market that we've seen in the last couple of years is the rise of Chinese car manufacturers and you know, brands like BYD. So they had been one of the sort of, you know, factors in the increasing spend we'd seen. So obviously, as they are questioning their ability to serve a market like the US, inevitably they are going to pull all advertising spend, as we've seen with some of the sort of e-commerce brands from China as well, like Temu.
And Alex, just very quickly, you spoke about the industry not facing an existential crisis, but let me ask you an existential question. We know that AI is transforming content creation. Do you think we've got to the point now where we need a new definition of what actually counts as media?
It's a fair question, and I think it's something that the whole industry is wrestling with at the moment. You know, we're seeing a lot of disruption and change within the advertising agency world, for instance, and the big holding companies are reassessing what they do and how they service their clients. Because I think if you listen to Mark Zuckerberg, his vision of the future of advertising is that you basically just tell Meta what you want. And they do everything. They will place your ads, they will create the content, they will tell you how it performed, and they'll give you the measurement. So we are, I think, if not exactly in an existential moment, I think we are in a period of the most rapid change of the advertising world that I've known in my career. And I think you probably have to go back to sort of the kind of introduction of the internet, to a time where we've seen so much change and likely to see so much more over the next few years.
Appreciate your time today. That's Alex Brounsell from the World Advertising Research Center, Head of Content. Thank you.